Welcome to Elite Agent Investors, where we talk about next level tools, tech, and tactics used by the top 1% real estate professionals. I'm your host, Pete Thorpe. You can find me on social media at petethorpe.io. We bring on active real estate professionals, including agents, brokers, and investors, to share their most advanced marketing tactics. Elite Agent Investors today is sponsored by Real Connected, a unique marketing agency built by agents and investors for any business looking to dominate its local market using SEO and advanced tactics around SEO. So if you're a high-performing real estate professional who is looking for an edge over the cutthroat competition, you absolutely must leverage the latest technology and marketing methods available today. And you can find those at realconnected.ai. All right, today, guys, I am very excited to bring in a special guest. His name is Dan Beach. He is a commercial and real estate broker, residential broker out in Los Angeles. Dan's been doing this for quite a while, and he has got some fantastic stuff to share with everybody today. So before we came on here, we were talking a little bit about affordability, across the country. Here in Maryland and Pennsylvania, where I'm at, your average first price home, first-time home buyer price is hovering around that $300,000 plus mark. And obviously where Dan is, we're talking close to $1 million. So affordability has become a real issue, but he's got a way to help with that. So Dan, why don't you go ahead and give a little info about yourself and then take it away on that affordability topic.
Yeah. Thanks, Pete, for the great intro. And it's a real pleasure to be here. And I started in 1991. Started with construction loans. The first loan I ever did was a 203K. After about 2 years of that, I vowed I would never do one of those again. But it connected me to the developer and construction market. And that's really been my focus now for my whole career. And after 1.35 billion transactions volume later, we've got really good systems and really good techniques.
Yeah, a good friend of mine, he is the 203K coordinator for the entire country for a lender that I'm friends with. He's like, my pipeline is always stacked. However, a fraction of it closes because there's so many hurdles. So definitely,
so many hurdles.
I can see liking that. I can see not liking the 203K process.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what you got going on for this this new strategy in terms of converting single families into multis.
Yeah, we're super pumped about that. Like what we see here in LA, it, like you said, the average home price here is a little bit under $1 million, maybe 950 to 980, depending on where you're getting the data. And now with interest rates where they are, 7-ish%. Affordability has just plummeted. And, we've got really qualified, we would have really qualified people, 150, 200 a year income, and they're shut out of the home ownership market just because it's of the affordability. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What we've come up with is a way to create rental income from the property that you're going to buy. And then that helps you not only qualify for the loan up front, those future prospective rents, but ends up in most cases almost eliminating your actual mortgage payment. For sure, it'll be about half of what you would pay if you were renting. So it's pretty exciting. We're getting this flood of people that are so thrilled to finally be able to own a home in Los Angeles.
For sure. And so you're saying that the construction component and everything else is rolled into the initial loan. So they're qualifying to build essentially around the property they've already got and kind of future cast the revenue from it.
Yeah. It's super cool. So basically how the loan is structured, you can think of it as a conforming loan. So a normal Fannie Mae loan, all of those rules apply with the construction component sort of tacked on top. So you're an owner occupant, 5% down on construction money. It's just absolutely unheard of. So 5% down, you buy the house, You have the budget for in our market. What we do is ADUs. We could put a couple ADUs on a property. We have another, I call it like the supercharged ADU concept. It's called the SB9. It lets us divide a single family into a duplex, and then we add
Okay.
ADUs in addition. So now we've
So
got.
for a few of the people who might be a little bit newer, could you describe what an ADU is for them?
ADU stands for accessory dwelling unit. So it's become really popular in a lot of urban centers where there's just not enough housing. And so historically, maybe you've got, one house on a lot, and that's all the city would let you build. Now they're allowing higher density. And so what that higher density is called is the ADU. So they're allowing people in LA anyway to convert the garage, which was usually just full of junk anyhow, into a small like studio or a 1+1. You can convert that legally. It gets its own address, sometimes even its own gas meter, power, everything. And so now you can rent that. And then here in LA, you've always been able to do, well, since ADUs have been around, a separate freestanding structure of an ADU, usually like in the backyard, up to 1,200 square feet, if the lot would allow it.
Almost seems like you can put some like tiny homes onto properties pretty inexpensively and be able to rent those out. Maybe not super tiny, but I
We've
guess it would
just
depend on
started looking
the
at those
restrictions.
prefabs. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty nice ones out there, like little almost like barn dominiums or the smaller ones that are 800 to 1,000 square feet. They just put them together on a slab and you're good to go.
They're
Here in
amazing.
Maryland, yeah, here in Maryland, I know, and this won't necessarily apply for this, but if you put a property like that, or even a mobile unit on your property to house a family member, no taxes or anything on it. The only time you'd have to pay taxes on that are if they pass and you decide to try and rent that out or sell it. But you
Interesting.
can do something kind of similar, where at least they're letting you get some multifamily or multi-generational housing in where you are. So I live on 8 acres, so we've looked at it
That's
before.
cool.
I got a spot that I could put, my mom or my dad or whoever,
Yeah.
that we wouldn't get a tax hit for it by having another property on it, or another dwelling on a property, of course, is going to jack up your taxes. So.
That's cool. Yeah, the different areas are finally getting really creative. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I could definitely see that being just, especially in your market, pretty fantastic. Now, I know you said that this is available nationwide. It through your do you have a company, or is it a just a general loan product?
It's a loan product. It's available nationwide, construction loan. We're my company is Simple Property. You can reach us on exploresimple.com. And the way that it's priced, everyone asks, okay, well, how are the rates? Think of it as about a point higher than the normal conforming rate. So it's the conforming loan, with chassis, with the construction component on top. And so just a slight risk premium to the normal conforming rate, but
Sure.
still great, 5% down.
So I think my question, my only, or I don't want to say only, my question on it might be, let's say you've got a property in LA, because that's where you're at, and you're looking at 950,000 and another couple hundred thousand probably to build the additional structures. So is it 5% down on what the total projected amount would be? And then I guess the next question kind of would be, how are the payments structured if you're looking at, you wouldn't necessarily qualify right now for just the house on by itself, but you will with all the other components to it. So I guess how does that payment structure look while the property is being worked on and being brought up to being rentable?
Yeah, awesome question. So it's 5% down on the total. So you could think of that as the purchase price and then the construction budget. So you add those together, 5% of the total.
Sure.
The construction part is going to be done in draws, so you only pay interest on what you've used, the money that you've taken a draw on. But it ends up at the end of the construction period, it ends up being a 30-year fixed rate. It stays as the same loan, which
Okay.
saves people money. Like before we had this as an option, we were doing fix and flip kind of financing, which was expensive and 12 months, maybe 18 months. And then once the project's done, if you decided to hold it, now you've got to pay a whole nother set of loan fees for the permanent financing. This is all in one.
Well,
But
that's definitely nice.
and to give you an example, so we've got a lady now in Studio City. She's buying a house. 600, we're getting this off market for her. We've got the contractors. She said she's got her own contractor, so that's up to her, but we've got the whole we work with contractors. I shouldn't sort of claim ownership of that, but we work with contractors that we've known for 10 years. They've got the whole team. They know like the permit process and have it down.
Yep.
So we'll connect her. Her construction budget is around 450. She's going to do an SB9 conversion, which is taking that house, splitting it into a duplex, and then building the full ADU in the back. And converting the garage ADU. And so she'll generate probably 14,000 a month of rental income from that,
Wow.
which leaves her mortgage payment about $1,000 a month net out of her pocket.
That's awesome. That's really fantastic. Man. So that leads to the next question then, which I didn't have until you just said that. I assume, do you have to be an owner occupier or can this be done for investors?
For investors is available also. So 20% down. It follows the Fannie Mae conforming
The main guidelines. Okay.
guidelines. Yep. So investors are allowed a second home. So it's just the LTV changes a little bit.
Gotcha. Even still, I mean, for somebody who's getting in on a shorter term, if they get in there as the owner occupier and live in it for a couple of years, and then they can obviously transition out and go do it again. Great
Absolutely.
way to build, great way to build wealth long term and recurring revenue, especially in markets that you know are going to rent out and you're not going to have trouble getting rentals. So
100%. Yeah, 100%.
that is fantastic. Awesome. That is definitely something that I think especially people on the West Coast, all you guys out there in California might want to definitely reach out to Dan for sure. And even like I said, Dan, we were talking a little bit earlier. We've got some guys here. We'll have to look into this for what we're doing here on the East Coast as we're kind of doing the same thing. So I guess Dan, tell us a little bit about who you serve and again how everyone can reach you so that we can get you buttoned up and hopefully connect you with some people who might be interested in your product.
Thank you. We try to help as many people as we can. We work with the first time home buyer. That's sort of the scenario that I was describing earlier. But the bigger investors, we're doing two right now for more active investors that are buying. One guy has six properties and one guy has five. Or it's not the same loan program, but it's a portfolio construction program. So it's one loan, one set of loan fees, and then they do the draws on all five properties. So save them money for that.
Yeah.
So really our focus is the real estate investor or person that wants to do some construction and build wealth for the future and residual rental income. That's really our specialty. You can reach us at exploresimple.com. Search for Simple Property on all the social medias and you'll find us. I can send you links also.
Well, fantastic. We'll make sure to have everything linked from the podcast so you guys can all check it out. So we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up from here. Once again, thanks to our guest Dan Beach from Explore Simple. Again, you can find him at exploresimple.com. I definitely recommend you guys go check it out. Because this sounds like an awesome product that somebody, a lot of people would probably would like to take advantage of. So definitely reach out to Dan. Now, if you are a real estate professional and you've got some cool tips or tricks, just like Dan showed with us here or shared with us here, we'd love to have you join us on Elite Agent Investor. You can apply for a future episode by going to eliteagentinvestors.com. Dan, thanks for being here. Merry
Thanks,
Christmas
guys.
and Happy New Year. And we will
Merry Christmas.
certainly follow up with you after and see just how well this product is working for you or for
Sounds
everybody
great.
else out there.
Sounds great. It's a
Thanks,
pleasure
Dan.
talking about it. All right, take care.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks.